This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hemmen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And we're raring to go for another hour of the program right here today. Yeah. Texter says, hey, Todd, we have a large contingent of poker players in North Dakota since 2011 when the federal government outlawed online poker and gambling. Many of us have no means to play anymore as we live in rural areas. So far, five states have made lawful Internet gaming acts to help solve this issue, with Michigan being the sixth. The governor vetoed the bill. I know it's not high priority for our legislature, but this is a simple way to provide tax revenue for the state and to satisfy thousands of constituents. All right. We're going to add that one to the list. We're in Bismarck State Capitol, broadcasting live today. We'll be here every Monday during the session. Yes, we will. Another texter says, it is still 219 in most of Bismarck as of this morning. We have a refinery across the river in Mandan. Fargo does not. We have a sizable population. We still pay more than Jamestown. They currently pay $205. Bismarck should at the very least be paying the same or less than Fargo every day of the year. That's unrealistic because Fargo is it's an outlier. It just is not normal. To have a gas war of that magnitude. It's like top five most gas price competitive cities in the country, partially because they have two pipelines to be able to get it. So the wholesalers are competing to the retailers, but also it's just a very competitive market. So meaning, people that want to bring the price of gas down and go with, hey, we're going to lose money on gas. And folks in Bismarck have said, like in most places, I don't want to lose money on gas. And so nobody does it. It doesn't happen. Anyway, that's all you need to know right there. We caught up with Earl Pomeroy in Washington, D.C. We're going to chat with him in just a moment. Earl Pomeroy, of course, the former congressman, a Democrat from Valley City, North Dakota. And he was at the reception for Congressman Kevin Cramer, which was very gracious. And so we'll ask him about that and much more today on the program, including whether or not the Democrats are in some measure of trouble in North Dakota, with the results of the last election being the latest example. So looking forward to hearing what Earl has to say about that. Then at the bottom of the hour, we are going to chat on the program with Lance Gaby. And Lance is a former North Dakota land commissioner and now part of the effort on representing the ethanol plants in North Dakota. I mean, those plants in smaller communities creating a lot of jobs. So we're going to talk about ethanol priorities for the legislative session as well on the program today. So we have a busy one straight ahead on the program, brought to you by MyPillow. And, you know, it's still here, that great deal, the MyPillow mattress topper. 3 inches thick, high-density support foam, the thing's unbelievable. It is incredible. And right now, we have a great deal still on. 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper when you use the promo code Scott. When you do, you'll also get two standard MyPillows absolutely free. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. All right, let's catch up with Earl Pomeroy and ask first a little bit about, as I mentioned, that reception. And participating in the reception and being there and being part of that today on the program, rather Friday. This all happened as part of the swearing-in of Congressman Kevin Cramer to become Senator Kevin Cramer. So tell me, Earl, did you enjoy the reception?
I certainly did, Scott. Remind me very much of my first time coming into Congress. What an incredibly exciting day. One of the most memorable days of my life. And it was fun looking at the excitement of all the activity and knowing that some people that, you know, they're having this life-changing event, becoming our nation's power to become part of the legislative branch and our nation's leadership. Some of them will go on to have great careers. Some of them will falter. But we wish them all well. The good of the country depends upon success.
you know, it was a well-known trio, the Team North Dakota, Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad, Earl Pomeroy, with a lock for the Democrats on the congressional delegation. It's exactly flipped right now. What does that feel like?
Well, it certainly has flipped. A Democrat is not going to do very well in North Dakota under present circumstances. What's going to take to turn that around again? I honestly can't tell you. I do think that Senator Heitkamp had a term that she could be very proud of. I think she served the state well. The election was not close. It was decisive. Decided, I think, along largely the basis of party affiliation, not taking anything away from my friend Kevin Cramer. But I just think that a Democrat could not win, and Heidi Heitkamp is defeated, and not narrowly defeated, convincingly defeated. You know, it just goes to show that it wasn't a Democrat's night at all, and given the dominance of the Republican Party in North Dakota right now, the comeback trail is going to take a while.
What advice would you have for North Dakota Democrats to sort of affect change there in that way?
You know, I think that our pipeline's been cleared out. I think we need to look at showing your desire for public service in the most local ways possible. I'm talking about library board, school board, whatever. Establish grassroots, on-the-ground leadership potential and dedication to the community in ways that don't get mixed up with the highly ideological national fight we're having right now between Republicans and Democrats. And, literally building from the ground up, get people proving their leadership metal at the local, maybe the school board. Then maybe that leads to the state legislature. Maybe down the road a little bit, we're going to have somebody ready for a state office candidacy. But I think that we've got to concentrate on going very, very local to begin our comeback.
And as I recall, I mean, North Dakota was still very conservative when you were in office, but you found a way to thread that needle, right? And you're saying those candidates just aren't out there right now on the bench for the Democrats.
Well, not statewide, Scott. But my own career started running in Valley City. I think that I got elected in part because of the goodwill that still was in the town from my dad, who was a Valley City businessman. I was back in town, worked hard on that race. I think that there was a identification of me as someone that wasn't a Democrat or a Republican, as a Pomeroy. And I think that carried along right on through. It was a very close competitive race to get elected insurance commissioner. And when I did that, you could show, well, I was fighting for consumers. That's not a Republican or Democrat deal. You know, that's the kind of performance in public office, starting at a local level and growing from there, that I think is going to take to build back the Democratic Party.
Do you miss it?
I really am... honored and pleased to have had the run that I had. Kind of like asking someone if he likes misses college sports. Well, sure, you never have an experience like it. It was absolutely wonderful. I was always aware this doesn't go on forever. And so do I miss it? I miss parts of it every day. But on the other hand, I very much like my weekends. I very much like my evenings. I very much like my resurrected work-life balance, which was completely unhealthy for many years. Life goes on. One chapter ends, another one begins. And from the beginning, I've not had postpartum depression. I thought, the curtain came down, it's over, move on, and I've really enjoyed this next chapter.
Your office now at the famous Alston & Byrd firm in D.C. is steps from where Lincoln was shot. I mean, literally right around the corner. I mean, history's everywhere, and you're here every day. Do you like what you're doing now? Tell North Dakotans what you do.
Well, thanks for asking. I do like what I'm doing now. I work with clients trying to advance strategies in the legislative branch. You normally think of lawyers, working in the courts. Well, I'm a lawyer, but I work in the legislature, devising strategy, sometimes making Hill visits to try and explain to either former colleagues or their 20-something staff, 20-year-old staff, what it was. I don't have any pretense having been a member, former member, nothing. I'm an advocate that has a good story to tell. I won't take a client that I'm not proud to represent and don't believe what they're after is good, solid public policy for our country. And in that context, I feel like I'm still working on good public policy, just from a different seat.
Do lobbyists get a bad name, do you think? Do you think that that shouldn't be a dirty word? Or is it, you know, if somebody is coming here to try and affect change, to maybe build something, to hire more people, they need somebody that knows, you know, which hallway is what and where to go and what to do and what the best strategy and how are you going to do it? To me, that's the American way. But, you know, a lot of us also see lobbyists as sort of affecting things and not being elected.
Lobbyists has a horrible name, and a good deal of that is earned. On the other hand, to put the other side of the coin is, you know, you can win an election. That doesn't mean you know everything. You've got an awful lot of learning ahead of you. And the core of being a good lobbyist is being able to bring information to a member, to a policymaker, so they can make an appropriate decision on matters of public policy. So I consider myself an educator. I'm an advocate, but shade the truth, that's it. I mean, you've got, one's credibility is really core to one's effectiveness in legislative advocacy, in lobbying. So I tell it straight, I tell the upside, I tell the downside, and help the policymaker weigh the decision. And I've been very comfortable with the assignment.
More with Earl Pomeroy coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at pipers.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pomeroy, former member of Congress from North Dakota, Valley City boy, coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's talk to our friend CJ at DAC Diesel. New Year's cranking, and if you've been putting off a repair, now is the time to give CJ and the team a call. How you doing, CJ?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott? I haven't talked to you since the New Year, so.
Yeah, how about that? Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, to you too, and all the listeners out there, so. Yeah, it's just busy here, so how's it down there for you?
Oh, yeah, it's never a dull day, that's for sure. We're in Bismarck today, actually, so we're in your neighborhood.
And, oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. So at the cranking up another legislative session, ready to go. 2019 is going to be a big year for DAC Diesel, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this morning the phone's been ringing off the hook already. I mean, right now we got big engines we're working on. The one thing is, you know, best warranty in the market. And right out of here, right here in Bismarck, you know, we on a big engine, if we replace basically all the wear components, you know, something that, you know, the Freightliner dealer, the Kenworth dealer, the Peterbilt dealer, you know, would do, you know, they would do pretty much the same thing as me, but instead of getting a 2-year warranty, you know, we actually do a 6-year warranty. So, you know, I'm sure for you, if you had a diesel engine, I'm sure you would rather have a 6-year warranty versus a 2-year warranty.
Well, I'm trying to find one right now. I'm going to go find myself a diesel engine. I'm going to give Steve a call at Puckmunch and say, give me something diesel, anything, so I can have CJ fix it and I get that 6-year warranty. It'd be the way to go.
So,
well, you do the same, folks. Call them at 701-258-5011. Repair, maintenance, they do it. They do it well. Great reputation right here in Bismarck, but they're coming from all over to get that deal and get that quality service. They're online, too, at DACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ.
Yep. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, and one quick thing. We do have you mentioned Fargo. We got a guy that I just literally got off the phone with. He's a farmer down in Fargo or around the Fargo area, and he's going to bring his truck down also. So.
There you go. See, they're coming from all over. You made an honest man of me. Thank you, CJ.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great week. So.
There's CJ from DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors on the program today. More of our conversation now with Earl Pomeroy. We did record this on Friday. Somebody just texted and said, shoot, this is recorded. I wanted to ask him a couple of questions, like, where is his nephew that was on Rush's program twice in 2000? That was so funny. That was the absolute best. I forgot to ask. I should have. But anyway, I didn't ask him that, but I did ask him what he has to say to North Dakotans who say Donald Trump's got it right, and it's time for Washington and the swamp to follow along and fix the mess.
Well, I think, first of all, within our national debate, we have to respect differing views. So I would have to begin a response by saying, I respect your view. I have a different view. I think that this is a very, it's like an administration I've never seen. We've not had one like this in recent history. We don't have consistency in national policy. Seems to be emotional. I don't like the advent of Twitter as advancing national dialogue. To me, there's a more professional way to do this. And I think some of the reason we spent reflecting on former president, recently deceased President George H.W. Bush, was because that was a very different model of national leadership. Still on the Republican side, I still have a lot of policy disagreements with George H.W. Bush, but I completely accept that professional, measured, thoughtful style of leadership. And I don't like people applying very important public policy authority under emotion and or what they heard, or what they might have seen on TV. I just think that's kind of reckless. I like thoughtful, thorough discussion and evaluation. I think George H.W. Bush administration represents that. I think we've gotten away from it now, and I look forward to a time when we bring that back.
How about on the other side? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, obviously they're with the president today and, you know, will continue to be through this negotiation that's going on. What advice do you have for the leaders of the Democratic Party?
Don't overreach, number one. I think that President Trump is one of the great counterpunchers U.S. politics has ever seen. And so if they look like they're hell-bent on trying to persecute this president, well, they're not going to get any public support. I think that there are questions to be asked. There's the constitutional framers built in checks and balances in our country, and the legislative branch has an assignment to check the executive branch. I don't think that function has been performed in the last couple of years. Resurrecting checks and balances without looking like you're persecuting the president is a difficult line to walk, but that's the challenge for the Democratic leaders.
I remember the most bipartisan time I remember was at the flood of 97,
yeah,
because you know, an enormous amount of resources came back to North Dakota, and obviously Grand Forks benefits from that now. Fargo sees how long it can take, and so a very, very challenging time. But that was a time when everybody set everything aside. Is that kind of possible anymore, you think?
I hope so. I think it's gotten more difficult. I remember responding to the Grand Forks flood of 97, and I remember working closely with you. Even our wildly differing political views on things has never put out the affection that I have for you in light of you on the mic around the clock in the middle of the flooding event, and then working so hard as part of the advocacy effort to get help us, Team North Dakota, get the response that we were able ultimately to bring. I think that if there was a national catastrophe, we would rally to the nation. Gosh, I would hope that we could rally to the nation without having a catastrophic event bring us there. I don't think people like politics right now, and I think we need to get back to a more constructive way we hold political debate in this country. So I'm very happy to talk to you and be on your show today. We've got to get back to this, and I don't know how to bring it about, other than I was very happy to go to the reception for Senator Kramer yesterday, shake the hand of my old political opponent, who one thing you got to say about Kevin Kramer, he perseveres, he runs and he runs and he runs, and now he's the United States Senator. You got to give him credit. I was happy to shake his hand and look forward to finding ways we can work together.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I think that spirit, if hopefully it comes to Washington, because there's core areas of agreement, clearly. Work on those and then, get to the others later at some point, but it's so darn tough. But I share that affection for you, too. I tell you what, I tell people that Earl Palmer is my favorite Democrat. And A, that's a short list. And B, I don't know of another one that's named his son after me. So, I mean, you don't get any better than that.
I'll never forget when my press secretary was talking to you. We had just picked up Scott at the airport, my wonderful son, adopted from Korea. He'd just come into my life. This miracle, this great blessing. And he said, "What's his name?" "Scott." And he said, "You named him after me." And my press secretary screamed. We could hear it throughout the office.
No. Tell him no. Oh, I love it. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
More coming up from the state capitol. We'll talk ethanol next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day 17, the partial federal government shutdown is now the third longest shutdown ever. The two political sides seem to be losing patience. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying Democrats don't seem to be willing to compromise on anything.
I don't understand why Speaker Pelosi will not come to the table and negotiate and find a way to secure the border and to end the uncertainty around the Dreamers.
But Democrats insist they will not give the president the $5 billion he's demanding to build a barrier at the southern border. Actor Kevin Spacey's flying into the Nantucket airport on a private plane today as he's going to be arraigned in a sexual assault case. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Join us on What's on Your Mind. It's as simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. We're in the state capitol today, broadcasting live from Bismarck. Legislative session is underway right now. The joint finance committees are getting the economists running through the numbers on, the budget outlook. And so it's a big meeting. You'll hear a lot about that in the coming days. We're going to be here every Monday to cover all of this for you on the program. Texter says, having some morals might be a good place for Democrats to start. Ouch. Liberalism is a national catastrophe. Another says he doesn't think there's been checks on the presidency in the last couple of years. There were no checks on the president for the 8 years before 2016. You have to be blind as a bat not to see that. Texter says, I think it all boils down to this. Heidi in America thought Hillary was going to be president, so they put all of their eggs in one basket. Heidi thought she should stick close to the Democrats so she would have a government future, not just an elected position. This is exactly why he isn't or wasn't reelected. He being our previous guest, Earl Pomeroy. As I sit here listening to the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh sound from the wind towers and see them ruining our North Dakota landscape, I can't help but think, yep, let's completely cover our state with these eyesores and export the energy. Good grief. Somebody commenting on our earlier conversation on wind? Regarding blue laws, says this texter, the number of shoppers dwarf the number of workers in these stores. So what are you really advocating? What you really are advocating for is no local shopping. The bad thing about that is those people can still shop online, and if they pay enough for shipping, can get it next day. All right. A lot of comments. Last one here from text before we go to our next topic. Wentz displays teenage hickeys on his neck, and Parkey is a Catholic while Foles puts faith into action like George Washington. God uses life to paint truth. All right. I am not following some of that, but I guess I'm not supposed to. You send them, we read them, right, Todd? That's what we do here.
Yeah.
You send them.
That's why when you ask me what somebody means, I tell you, hey, I don't translate these things. I just forward them.
Exactly right. All right, and one call. I apologize. We haven't gotten to as many calls as we'd like. We had a taped interview with Earl. We're obviously talking about some legislative priorities today, but we welcome your calls, questions, comments, anytime. Fred and Bismarck, what do you want to say, my man?
Good morning. I don't know if you've already covered this subject lately, but I just got in the vehicle. But have you ever asked Kevin Cramer or any of the other leaders from North Dakota about this slush fund that exists in Congress for covering the sexual peccadilloes of congressmen and senators is paid for by taxpayer dollars? Has anyone looked? I mean, you hear about it, but it's not something that's a front and center issue. I'd like to hear a person from Washington address that. Maybe a Hovind or a Kevin Cramer. What they're doing about that? Have you ever asked them about that?
Pretty sure that's come up in one of the talk radio town halls. I don't honestly remember how he answered, and I don't know where it's at. Say that again.
I'd be beating that drum. I'd be beating that drum every day. Why aren't we getting to the bottom of it? Why have we swept that under the rug, kind of ignoring it? That's not a minor issue. That's huge.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you at all. And I'm going to add it to the list for tomorrow or Wednesday's Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer, our first full hour with him taking your calls.
I would like to have him answer a North Dakota answer, not a Washington answer. In other words, a real answer.
Right.
Not some politician answer.
Yeah, I don't ever hear politician answers for the most part from Kevin. I really don't. I mean, he's not.
You might be right, but I'll tell you what, that's a tough one. And somebody's got to get to the bottom of it and clean that up, because I don't see anybody doing anything about it.
We shall do it. And mind you, when Congressman Cramer, now Senator Cramer, I'm going to do that a million times, or Congressman Armstrong or Senator Hovind or Governor Burgum or any of the people that regularly agree to come on this program and take your questions and comments are here, call them. Call them. Text Todd or I. We'll ask. All right. Let's talk about ethanol priorities in this legislative session. We're focusing a little bit on energy today. Two issues, wind and ethanol, and next week we're going to talk a little bit about oil and coal, so we have a lot of things on our agenda to tackle. We've asked you too to let us know what your priorities are, so we get people to answer your questions in the North Dakota legislative session. But we'll talk a little ethanol first up. Lance Gaby is here. Lance is a well-known figure here in these halls of the Capitol. Is most recently a former land commissioner, but has worked with Governor Hovind and been involved in a lot of ag issues more proof that ethanol and agriculture are one. Lance Gaby, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. That's my mantra. Ethanol and agriculture are one. This is an ag issue because when you talk to farmers that are selling 70% of their ethanol, 70% of their corn, rather, for ethanol, it's an agriculture issue, isn't it?
It's a big deal. They are definitely partners. One can't do it without the other. So having an ethanol industry so prominent in our state really does help those farmers with a ready local market. We've seen the challenges of having a export market be challenged with a tariff with soybeans, for example, but the corn hasn't had nearly that impact because we've got a local market with these ethanol plants in the rural parts of our state.
Yeah, and that's what I've really appreciated hearing more and more about in our conversations about North Dakota ethanol is the plants. I mean, because it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. You get the commodity, and you get the corn there, and you get whether you put it in your pump or not. But the sort of the lost thing is what's happening in all of these towns, which are not the kind of towns that could attract the high paying jobs like these plants put out there. And what it means for the farmers in that region as well.
Right. These are plants are big deals in the communities that they're located in. Of course, and a big circle around them. Richardson just finished a brand new school. There's an ethanol plant there. The Red Trail Energy Plant has been making ethanol for more than 10 years. Castleton with the Tharaldson plant, the sixth largest plant in the country, little known fact, just finished another school. They're the biggest taxpayers in their school district, these ethanol plants are. So they're big economic drivers for those communities.
Yeah.
And the other schools and the other... All of our ethanol plants are actually located in towns of less than 2,500 people. So they are sort of the Class B towns that host these ethanol plants. But they have a big impact in a circle beyond those communities, of course. They're buying corn from a 50 to 100-mile circle.
Absolutely. The other interesting stat I've heard about Tharaldson's plant at Castleton is it's the biggest customer for Otter Tail Power, for energy.
you know, huge energy consumer too.
Well, when you drive by it at night, you can see why they draw some of that. it does light up the skylight.
It looks like a forest, doesn't it? Of course, it's going 24/7. So
they're working every day of the year, and they're doing good work by providing a clean, renewable, and good product for our customers.
So your job this session will be visiting with members of the legislature on particular issues related to the ethanol plants and the industry as a whole. What will be the conversation around? What is there, you know, any kind of you know, piece of legislation that is being supported by the industry? Anything in particular in the way of priorities?
Probably the biggest priority is a continuation, maybe an expansion of some of the value-added incentives and initiatives that the state had already put in place. There's been some finance programs with revolving loan funds and with tax investment credits and or investment tax credits and opportunities for loan guarantees and so forth that have helped get the plants going to where they are, that have been the drivers. But we'd like to look at the next generation, maybe the opportunities to capture CO2 that all the plants are capable of doing, because when they make the ethanol, we generate CO2. But it's easy to capture because it's right there and it's already pretty refined. If there's market opportunities for that, or starch conversion, maybe additional biochemicals that could be generated with ethanol, we'd like to see the state do maybe a next generation of value-added. We had a real big push for value-added, of course, in the 90s and the early 2000s, and it's waned a little bit maybe, but it'd be nice to get it going again. And so working with the Bank of North Dakota and the Department of Commerce and some legislators on some ideas to promote value-added. A lot of it is tracking and supporting the programs are already in place. Research at NDSU with for agriculture research and biochemical research, supporting the transportation budget so we ensure that we can have the ability for farmers to deliver the corn to these ethanol plants. Also working on our infrastructure and making sure that the roads and bridges and railroads can help make these plants and work and farmers to be able to deliver to the plants.
And a lot of traffic around the plants, obviously, you know, so you certainly would have infrastructure as a concern. Of the list you put forward there, do you get objections to that? None of that seems to be too controversial.
No, it's generally people have a pretty good notion of feeling what works for these plants works for all of North Dakotans. It's what supports commerce, and so we don't run into a lot of controversy with these topics. They are helpful for farmers, are helpful for all types of value-added agriculture and all types of businesses. And so I think we're pretty much in alignment with most of our business and agriculture colleagues about what we support and what's important for the state to make its investments in.
You know, subsidies is something you hear about, you know, from time to time, and I know that is largely a thing of the past. Anything that could be fairly called a subsidy that remains would be what? The mandate?
There is not a mandate in the state for ethanol production. There's an objective. The renewable fuel standard at the federal level is a objective to try and blend at least 10% of fuel.
So that's not a mandate.
So it is an objective, but those blenders have to reach that objective. But there isn't a subsidy federally that gives a tax break or gives dollars directly to ethanol plants. There is a little concern recently, though, with the, you know, we were very excited in October when the president announced his objective to allow for year-round blends of E15, right? Currently, during the summertime, E15 blends are not able to be sold because of the volatility factor, but the president said he would initiate an effort to get that underway. Unfortunately, the current shutdown may delay that because there's a rule-making process and some procedures at the EPA level that on how that will be implemented and the rules and regs and so forth and comment periods, and it apparently is not happening now with the shutdown. So hopefully that doesn't delay. It isn't a long, long time that we aren't able to have that happen, but because it's a June time frame when the E15 blend would normally not be able to be sold, we hope those rules can get put in place. Subsidy-wise, there is a small program in the state of North Dakota that has helped all of the ethanol plants in the state when prices are low, and that has helped these plants be maintained.
Take a short break, come back with more. If you have a question or comment for Lance Gaby talking ethanol today, or if you want to find out more about these plants and what they're doing, ndethanol.org is a great resource too, the website. We'll continue after this. 258-0550 or text me, 367-2050.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, the fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first. We bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now he's in love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Gerald Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends of the North Dakota Safety Council. We're going to be broadcasting live soon from the North Dakota Safety Council and talk about some of the incredible ways that they help entities save lives. That's the bottom line. That's what they do. They save lives. WSI, same thing. They're in the business of saving lives and preventing injuries. And you know what? It works. Find out more about it at workforcesafety.com. And don't forget, Workforce Safety, big sponsor of the North Dakota Safety Council annual Safety and Health Conference, their 46th annual. That's coming up not long, February 20th through 22nd, Bismarck Event Center. 2 days of pre-conference, too, the 18th and 19th of February. It is North Dakota's biggest safety event, bar none. There is nothing else like it. So no matter what industry you're in, training for everyone, construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, if you're in safety, this is the event you need to be in. Law enforcement or EMS, you can earn CEUs for attending courses. And new in 2019, there is CEU approval for human resources and the safety professional. Now, that's a big deal. So that's great as well. That's right. They have CEU approval for human resources and the safety professional. NDSC.org, early bird rates end here the 25th of January. So that's coming up. Not too distant future. Continuing our conversation with Lance Gaby now on the program. Tom in Portland has a question here first up. Tom, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Am I on?
You are, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to ask if there were any other crops that were on the horizon to help to produce ethanol other than corn. I guess I'm thinking about the idea that hemp has now become a legal crop to grow, and I've heard that that's pretty good for ethanol production.
I don't know specifically if there's anything working with hemp. There's a hemp oil product that folks are excited about, but as far as the cellulosic aspect of using hemp for ethanol, I haven't heard about that. There is a couple of exciting projects that are underway in North Dakota. There's ground has been broken and construction is begun for a plant at Grand Forks to make ethanol from a byproduct and from potatoes and sugar beets. So that certainly is a cool aspect. Doesn't necessarily add another crop option for farmers, but it does hopefully help provide some additional revenue for those plants so they continue to buy those high-value crops. And there's also some developers that are working on an option to use straw and corn stover in an ethanol production facility, actually co-located with the ethanol plant in Spiritwood. So it might be an option where crop residue is possibly going to be processed into ethanol. But that's a technology that hasn't evolved quite as rapidly as folks had hoped. It's there are some cellulosic ethanol plants in the country, but they are few and far between.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Of course, the corn growers and the ethanol groups work hand in hand. And there was a tragic loss of a real pioneer in the corn area, but also agriculture, right? Yeah. Over the weekend, Dale Irie's loss.
For sure, we worked very, very closely with Dale Irie, and who worked with the corn growers and the Corn Utilization Council. Really shocked with his passing last week, with a real unfortunate circumstance for all of agriculture and particularly the corn growers. A long career in the Farm Service Administration as a in the state office, helping deliver farm programs and interpret farm programs, and in fact put together farm programs that work for farmers, working with the Washington leaders. But the last 3 years has been working with North Dakota corn growers, and we're really sad to see his passing. It's really a jolt for a lot of us.
What's your favorite story about Dale?
reminded me that I should quit explaining why we can't do something and figure out how we can do something. I tend to get into the read an interpretation of a law or a rule and say, this says we can't do this. He said, well, these are our guys. Let's start chopping some wood and figure out how we're going to get it done.
Chopping some wood and get it done, huh? Yeah.
Definitely somebody we worked very closely with in the ethanol industry, regular joint meetings with the corn growers and the ethanol producers, worked with each other a lot with our legislative tours of ethanol plants and getting to know our policymakers. Definitely a real void to fill for the corn growers. So, but we're working with them closely to help make sure that all the policy issues and communication issues continue to be monitored, and that we'll work to keep that partnership alive. But, yeah, he had dealt with some unexpected pneumonia issues and just couldn't break it. So we lost him last week.
Yeah, that was very sudden and very sad, no doubt about it. So a lot of folks know Dale out there, I know, and no doubt have heard about his passing last week, but we want to give you a chance to mention that as well. And, of course, the corn ethanol
the coalition is like ethanol and agriculture. It's just one. It's just one and the same, and so very important that corn growers out there rely on the market for ethanol.
Well, the corn market is definitely dependent on ethanol. I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that 40% of North Dakota's corn crop goes into producing ethanol. So it's a partnership there. And but the other area we partner on is livestock development. Both I should mention that with our legislative agenda. To see if we can't get more livestock going in the state of North Dakota. Do that with corn growers to try and advance that industry as well.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot about the byproduct that is used for feed that is, very popular.
Yeah, dried distillers grains, it is popular.
Yeah.
Good product.
Farmers love it. All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. Lance, thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed the conversation, and we'll be back here every Monday during the legislative session, folks, and tomorrow live from the University of Mary with a big announcement as well, and more to come. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Are you looking to advance your career or encourage your employees to expand their skills? A business partnership with the University of Mary provides scholarships to employees as they earn their degree or certificate. Our courses are taught by real-world experts, so you can apply what you learn the very next day and take your next steps towards success. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more today at umary.edu/partner or contact us at 800-288-MARY.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.